Jason, good morning. How are you?
Morning, sir. Doing well.
Thanks for coming back to visit with us this morning. You cover a whole lot of stuff with Public Works. Why don't we start with, why are my streets torn up and when are they going to get fixed? Now, there's been a lot of work done on South College, and I haven't, quite honestly, haven't been by there in about 2 weeks, but between like where Bryan Lake is and back toward
Sulphur Springs.
Yeah, Sulphur Springs. You had big equipment in there tearing that stuff up. Now, where are we with that process?
We're about 20% done. We're moving the utilities, BTUs in there. You have most of the utilities to put underground. The other utilities, Verizon, Frontier, also putting their stuff underground. And we're going to redo the roadway from Villa Maria up to Sulphur Springs. Be a new street, a new sidewalks, water and sewers being put in as well. So a lot of those utilities are going in now, so then we can finish the road and redo the top surface.
What's our timeline kind of looking like on that particular project?
We're probably another 6 months out, probably, to get finished.
So it'll be a while. Now, you mentioned Frontier, and I know there had been a few disputes about who's going to do what. Can you tell me how that all got worked out?
Well, I don't think it's worked out totally right now.
Okay.
It's still ongoing. We have several projects in which we were trying to move facilities, not just because we want them underground, but just because there's not any real estate for those poles to exist in the right-of-way. One of those projects is St. Joseph's improvements around 29th and Villa Maria. We still have some poles there with wires on them. BTU has moved their facilities. We need to get those poles out of the way so that we can then open the road and complete that project. But we have those utilities on those poles, and until they relocate into the conduits, then we can't move those poles. So,
yeah, if you're trying to turn right onto Franciscan Drive off East 29, you can't, because there's basically a pole in the middle of the road there. Now, does that also, is Suddenlink involved in some of that too?
Suddenlink is involved, but they seem to be more cooperative than Frontier is right now. So we had some communication last week. I think there's some discussions about an agreement to be done, and then we still haven't worked out on who's paying for what to. Right now, we're paying to put the conduits in. We have on the St. Joseph job, and we are for the Villa Maria job, just because we needed to move that project down the road and get it advanced and moving it along, because the street was coming. So contractors putting that in, we're paying for that now. We had expect Frontier to reimburse us for that, but hadn't decided if we're just going to go ahead and eat that cost and have them utilize those conduits, or we'll seek reimbursement for it.
Sure. Talk a little bit about extending University Drive East, because that's going to come back around, and you're going to have a big development over on the east side.
Yeah, so right now we're constructing the roadway. If you look at there, where 158 University ties in right now, you can look to the east and see there's divided roadway. They've poured the concrete up to that intersection. We're about 40% done on that project. So when that gets done, that will be kind of one of the entrances into Oakmont and to some adjacent property that landowner there owns that's not associated with Oakmont, but that would be able to be developed, whether it's a commercial or residential or mixed use.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about the shared situation that you have because of the ILA and the development that Stylecraft was doing. That's kind of an interesting situation where the cities are trying to work together.
You're talking about the annexation of Stylecraft out Highway 30?
Right.
Yeah, so back in 2009-10 time frame, the city of Bryan was looking to develop some property that we had on the west side. And then in conjunction with that, we had sewer infrastructure or sewer needs on the east side. College Station had sewer needs on the west side. And so we ended up doing an interlocal agreement where the two cities are sharing some tax revenue on the west side. In exchange, City of Bryan is providing sewer service on the west side, and College Station is providing sewer service on the east side. So for the new Randy French Stylecraft development, College Station has the CCN currently to provide the sewer service over there on that side of town.
Okay. Now, and while we talk about cities kind of working together, I know that, of course, you oversee water in Bryan, and there had been a presentation to College Station City Council that they were looking kind of at maybe Gibbons Creek being a possibility for them, even though it's a surface water project. And, of course, Bryan is part of a consortium that owns that facility over there. So tell us how that's progressing and what part that played.
So that that presentation actually and that discussion actually originated in Bryan. So with our representation on that TMPA board, with the TNPA board looking to try to do something with that property. They had put it out, advertised it to try to sell it a couple of times. And during that process, I, talking with Keene Register, the city manager, said, you know, it'd be nice if maybe we could work something out with TNPA to get a portion of that lake or the water that was in there, get some rights to it. And so I reached out not only College Station but some other water utilities around to see if there was any interest. And so, you know, there's still discussions. I don't know if TNPA is going to do anything with selling that or if they're going to keep it. But we were just looking at this area to try to diversify the water supply, going from, you know, solely groundwater to something that may be on the surface water side.
Sure. Talk to us a little bit about solid waste. That's something that you oversee and where we happen to be on those projects and what our capacity is looking like.
Well, you know, the landfill, kind of a separate entity that both cities are partners in. And Brian Griesbach and his staff does a very good job in managing that that operation. And we got a lot of capacity. They're building another cell now. They actually were cooperative with the two local police departments and, you know, having them build a firing range out there for their use. And as far as the solid waste goes, I mean, we, you know, encourage everybody to recycle as most you can. City of Bryan is looking to possibly do, while we have the one centralized recycling center, we're looking to possibly offer a curbside recycling. But when you look at the tonnage that we do at the centralized recycling center, you know, it does a lot of recycling compared to what...
Well, people are trained to a certain extent.
They are.
That, it's interesting because you've taken a different approach than College Station did in that we'll put this together if you'll just bring it to us.
Right.
And again, well-staffed, very efficient way to
do
it.
And it's open to commercial entities. You know, they can drop stuff off as well, so it's just not the residential. But then, you know, they can get a credit back on their bill if they bring their bill. So.
Sure. Now, we're talking with Jason Barfnick, who's Director of Public Works. Being able to have a development plan in place is important, and tweaking it every once in a while is an important thing too. And I'm sure I'd like to get your thoughts on getting that nailed down so that you really understand where the city wants to be going so you can be headed that way using the least amount of energy.
Yeah, it's important, especially on the utility side, to know where growth is going to happen. The comp plan is very useful for that, so we kind of know what the land use is going to be. We've got several projects going on now on the west side of town, out Highway 47 and Highway 21. We're extending infrastructure out that way. We've got the Rellis campus that is looking to develop. They've already started buildings, and they're going to look to grow that campus. So we expect on that Highway 47 corridor for in Bryan for there to be a lot of growth in that area. So we have a large waterline project that we have under design now. We're looking to expand our wastewater capacity as far as expanding it up in that area so that the large vacant land tracts out there can be developed and Bryan can grow on the west side. A lot of the focus in the past is, while you have Traditions and some of the others, we've had a lot of growth on the east side. But we don't really have the infrastructure, especially on the water and the sewer side, to expand where it wouldn't be a significant capital investment by a landowner to extend that infrastructure. So we're trying to be out there and put that in so that they can then tie on to it and develop their property.
One of the other things that we discussed before, of course, the rain problem we had June a year ago. We had a lot of rain that the city took on. It didn't cause really too many problems, but it still brings up the question of easements and backyards, being able to get into areas that need to be cleaned up. Do you see, what's the future of that as far as Bryan's concerned?
Well, I think that's going to be a policy discussion coming up. You know, it continues to be discussed with the Castle Heights topic. And, you know, there are a lot of areas whenever the subdivisions were built, whether it's in Castle Heights that wasn't in the city when it was built and then later annexed, or in other parts of Bryan that were there whenever it was developed. But for whatever reason, the city's policy was not to accept easements or get easements. And maybe it was a negotiation between the developer at the time and the city that said, I really don't want to give you easement because if I give you easement, you have to improve. I'll have to improve this creek, and I really don't want to do that at expense. So I'll maintain it, or we'll just keep it private. And it will come down to, a policy discussion. You know, right now we have minimal staff to maintain the drainage system. If we start accepting easements, which it sounds easy, well, I'll just give you an easement. Well, you give me an easement, and then, you know, we get all the, everybody then will want us to maintain all the easements, all the creeks, and, you know, it's a burden for other residents that don't have that, then they will be paying for the city to then come in and maintain those. And whenever people go and buy their property, they know whether there's an easement there or not. So they should be, buyer beware, they should know what they're buying and whether there's an easement and if it's going to be their responsibility to maintain it or not.
Yeah, you're taking on a lot of equipment, a lot of personnel to
it is, and you have a lot of erosion issues. It's just not, you know, the capacity of the creek, but then it's, you know, you get these large rains and the dirt starts being eroded and then residents start losing some of their backyard.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, if the city has an easement, then it's, well, the city needs to come back and reestablish, you know, the yard that I had before. Mm-hmm. And it's never-ending battle when you start getting into those things.
Policy change. Anything we didn't touch on this morning you want to share with our audience?
Well, I do just want to touch on one thing. Y'all had quite a bit of airtime a month or so back about these gateway signs that the city's looking at.
Right.
And I do just want to say that we're looking at two signs, both on Highway 6, and the total cost for those are about $470,000, and that includes the design for those. So it's not $1.4 million or close to $1 million, but if you look, drive around the state, you see communities that have these entrance signs, and we want to do something that's unique and something that, you know, tells everybody that, you know, you're entering Bryan,
mm-hmm.
and because we're proud of Bryan, we're proud of what we have to offer, and we want to put a sign out on the highway, both directions, saying you're entering Bryan, and so they know where they are when they get here.
Sounds like a deal. Jason Barfley, thanks for the time this morning.